Ben Cunnington, and it puts it all in perspective, doesn't it, boys? He said, we lost, but I'm alive sort of thing, didn't he? He's back out there and enjoying what he loves to do.
Yeah, certainly does. And we know that it's just a game at the end of the day, and there's so much that goes on in people's lives, and you never really know what they're going through. Obviously, we knew what Ben was dealing with his cancer treatment, but it's great to see him back out there, and the emotions, I think, took over by the sounds of it as today built up.
Collapsing when going to the bathroom, that really just hits home, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I thought they were great, North Melbourne, you know, for 90% of that game today. And was it the Ben Cunnington factor? You know, did they lift for him? Let's hope that's, you know, played a major role. But I seriously thought they gave it an absolute... You know, they gave everything they had, didn't they? And he should be proud of his performance, and I hope he can enjoy his dinner tonight with his family. That's fantastic.
They certainly did. And they ran out of legs a little bit, North Melbourne, but you can understand why. They ended up with only one on the interchange bench as the game went on. So they were super brave today. But the Crows, to their credit, were good late in that game to be able to run away from North Melbourne.
Biggles, this is the final Crows home game, the official home game for the year. You're a man of the people. Talk us through this. What's happening out here right now with the Adelaide Footy Club?
Every member who's been either a lifelong member or a paid-up member this year gets selected out of a ballot, and they get awarded a Guernsey from each individual player. He gets to shake hands and thank them for their contribution.
What sort of stuff do you say to the members when you're handing your jumper over?
Thanks very much for supporting the club. what else do you want to say to them? Now, you have a little chat. How are you going? What do you do? How long have you been going? Where's your seats? And where do you used to sit at Footy Park? That sort of stuff, of course.
And they give you a bit of advice as well.
Yeah. Do you know what you're doing wrong? I normally get that. And if it's a Port supporter, they'll go both barrels, don't worry.
Adelaide home by 29 points. What do they take out of this game today, Rocky? The Crows, do you think?
Oh, I think they'll be disappointed, particularly with that first half, how North Melbourne were able to transition, and they dominated them around stoppage as well. So they need to go to work on that this week. And we know that they've had their challenges, but they're finishing the season really strong. They've got three on the bounce now, so it's good for a young group to be able to string wins together. Particularly, it doesn't matter whether it's early in the year or late in the year, they can build momentum off that moving towards next year. But they'll be happy with how they went and finished the game, but I think they've got some key work-ons out of that first half in particular. But they need to be able to curb players' influences, like Davies Uniacke just got off the chain. They couldn't stop him at all. So that they need to do some work defensively around that. But they'll take some learnings out of that. But they'll be pretty happy with the win again.
I think the best and fairest is going to be super tight this year for Adelaide. I talked about Jordan Dawson. I hope he wins it. But Laird's had an incredible year. Keys has been top five in the BNFs. So they are getting some consistency from their top end. It's just about getting that mid-tier to get their consistency in the game. And they're the guys like McAdam and Jimmy Rowe who needs to perform week in, week out. It doesn't need to be kicking two or three goals, but they need to be able to work as hard as what their top-end talent does to get the result.
It's our Triple M Amy Review. Submit your fan clanger story to amy.com.au/fansurance, and you could win. Jimmy Rowe's an interesting one. Biggles, Ditch touched on through the call, and it was an interesting point that he was out of the side before the game started, and then a late withdrawal from Millera. Did said he likes his attacking stuff, even though he's out of the side for his defensive stuff. What do you make of it? Is there a balance that he needs to get to, or what do you think?
I think the expectations on him are pretty high. Certainly his pressure needs to go up a couple of notches, but that doesn't come naturally to him. His ball smarts and his ability to find the footy in difficult circumstances, that's his strength. So across this year, he's averaging 12 disposals from his 16 games now, and he's kicked 10 goals, 10. So, and he's often the whipping boy. He's the first man out of the side, but that high half forward role is such a highly scrutinised role.
I don't understand the knock on him. Clearly I don't get to hear what happens behind closed doors, but they've got Murphy ahead of him because they say Murphy does do that very good defensive work when he's inside the 50. But both of you, tell me a player that gets every facet of the game right. Which player is 100% in all areas of the game? And I think he's good is good enough. He's good at going forward, hitting a target or kicking a goal or being creative. He's very skillful. That's what I focus on when I watch him.
I reckon his value in hitting a target in the front half is worth more than what you lose from his defensive pressure. You're right, Ditz.
Yeah.
I think that money kickers, as Rocky likes to call it, is worth his weight in gold, and he only needs so many opportunities. His ball smarts are ball in hand. They're just electric, and I reckon the forwards would love it.
Because if you've got Tex Walker, Fogarty now, Phil Thorpe, surely you want the likes of Jimmy Rowe delivering the ball to them, don't you?
Well, you'd think so. And Taylor Walker actually leads the Crows for tackles inside 50. So those other small guys aren't necessarily that outstanding at it, Murphy and whatnot. And
yeah.
Murphy had the four tackles today. Rowe didn't end up with one. But I think what Jimmy Rowe provided offensively was much better.
Adelaide home by 29 points. Let's take it out of the Crows' rooms. Big winners, 29 points in the end, but it was level at three-quarter time. They run out convincing winners at the finish. Catch a quarter pound arranged meal and score a free Macca's glass. Start collecting today.
It's a ripping song, isn't it, that one? Be right up there with Tigers, that Crows song. One of your favourites, did?
It is, yeah.
The old army tune. It's a belter, isn't it? Might hear it next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, showdown next week. What do you make of that effort leading into a showdown, Biggles? Because obviously Port Adelaide, they got their game tomorrow. But look, as you say, during the call, it could be the deciding factor on who finishes above who. Bragging rights.
Yeah, they'll have a look at that midfield because they know they're going up against the makeshift ruckman next week. So that changes the story. You've got to make sure that you're covering all base in that centre bounce. But no, I'm looking forward to it, Pig.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good showdown. Obviously, Port Adelaide have got a play tomorrow, but Port Adelaide will not lose that game next week.
Oh!
they will not lose that game next week.
Or what?
They will not lose a showdown next week, Port Adelaide.
What would you like to put on it?
Whatever you like.
Something you can do on DSL or maybe just an undie run through the Torrens or something? Actually, no one needs to see that. That's punishment for everyone. Rocky running through the Torrens in his undies. That would not be good for the kids, certainly around the place. No, I think that you're guaranteeing it. It's a moral. Port will not lose the showdown next week.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm just getting it locked in the can.
How are they going to go tomorrow?
I'm not sure how they'll go tomorrow. I know that they'll be... they're certainly up against it going over. Essendon weren't that great last week, but they play Marvel really well. So it'll be a fast game. I'll be actually heading over this afternoon, tomorrow morning to call that game for Triple M as well. So it'll be a good contest, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if they won tomorrow as well and then build a little bit of momentum and won the showdown next week.
We're standing by to take you down to the Crows' rooms, have a chat with one of the winning Crows. I think Jordan Dawson might be a little slim chance at getting a chat too. He was outstanding today on the Red Z Lending stats with 33 touches, 27 kicks. What was his efficiency, Biggles, Jordan Dawson on the Red Z Lendings?
I'm just looking at his stats on the AFL champion data at
78%.
16 handball receives and 6 inside 50s, 9 score involvements. From Jordan Dawson. That's the one you love. Absolute jet.
831 metres gained as well. So he was moving the footy, advancing it very well for the Adelaide Crows.
And Mark Rusciuto will claim getting him across too, so worth every weight in Roo's negotiating skills.
Right.
As the Rupert walks into the commentary position. Yeah.
But moving forward, when you look at next year and trying to build, obviously Dawson added to this team has been very, very important, and the emergence of Fogarty late in the season. He now becomes a different player. He is now a star forward in the game, isn't he?
He certainly does. It makes it a dangerous forward line. And if you take Biggles' word that Rankin's coming down to slip into that forward line as well, it's a dangerous forward line now, tall and small, and he'll add a dimension of forward pressure. So there may be a little bit of pressure on those small forwards down there at the moment.
Once you tick over that 50-game mark, we talked about Chase Jones and a couple of his efforts tonight. You sort of get that confidence that you belong and that you're not going to be dropped after every mistake. So that's where Foulkes just ticked over, of course, playing his 50th this year and Chase Jones doing the same. So enormous amounts of confidence. When you look at the Kangas lineup, though, they've got a big group under 50 games. So we saw a lot of signs there for Jackson Archer and these guys, young kids standing up in big occasions as well, and Paul Curtis had some big moments.
And the other one's Josh Worrell for the Crows. I mean, he's come in and he had 50-50 contests again. He was able to win them, and then he was able to go and insert himself into another contest further up. He beats his man, and then he goes and helps as well.
Yeah, plenty of upside in the Adelaide Crows, as we touched on throughout the call. They've got some real positives out of that, and he's certainly one of them. So there's some exciting times, and they've certainly got something to work with moving forward now, the Adelaide Crows.
Adelaide home by 29 points. Very big win over the Kangaroos in the finish after being pushed to three-quarter time.
Biggles, I think it was at half-time I questioned you about Riley O'Brien. I reckon he did lift in the second half, but how did you see his going today? He didn't seem to do enough in that first half.
No, we were discussing whether or not we got Goldstein in the vote, so I think he was a bit stiff to miss out, but Tom Rockliffe's continued knock of Ruckman didn't get him in there. But I thought that he was well beaten in the first half, particularly at centre bounce. His positioning behind the play as a kick behind the play, Ruckman was okay, but he did respond.
Mm.
That's right. And without him, because Thielthorpe gets a little bit beaten by bigger bodies at the centre bounce, so he's vital to the Adelaide lineup if he doesn't compete.
So what's the backup then, moving forward for Adelaide?
Well, I don't want to believe the rumours, but Himmelberg being wanted by Frio doesn't give you another backup rock. Even though Himmelberg's hasn't done a lot in the centre bounce, he's playing out, warming up at the moment. So Thielthorpe, once he gets control of his body and a bit more strength about him, he's a little bit flimsy at the moment of that centre bounce. I think he is a viable option.
We're standing by. It looks as though Adelaide are still in the rooms having a chat, so we may not be able to get down to Jordan Dawson before we head to our next game. Crows home by 29 points over the Kangaroos. Triple MVP award for homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. We'll get those votes. Who's got those today, boys?
Yeah, I do. We gave one vote to Simkin. We thought he was really good today. He had the 30 disposals, 10 clearances. 13 contested possessions. Two votes to Davies Uniacke. He was best on ground for a long period of that game. Unfortunately, he just faded late. He ended up with the 37 disposals, 15 contested possessions, 11 clearances, 8 of them coming from the centre bounce and 742 metres gain. And best on ground we gave to Jordan Dawson for his 33 possessions, 27 kicks at 78%, 831 metres gain.
Terrific stuff. The Triple MVP award for homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. To finish off for RAA around the grounds, insure with the locals today, the Bulldogs got home by 5 points over the Giants, and of course last night it was Brisbane by 15 points over the Saints. We're about to take you to the Suns and Cats game. Geelong lead that one with a few minutes left in the opening term by 31 points. Your call team there, Liam Flanagan, Brett Thomas, Simon Black and Richard Champion. They'll be on the other side of the break. Adelaide by 29 points for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.